It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
We bid you good evening from Mound City High School, our final night of our continuing coverage of the 68th annual Mound City Invitational Tournament. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. Tonight, seated alongside Dylan Henricks. Dylan, it's a pleasure to be back inside the friendly confines of the warm Mound City gym. We were out at 20-degree football weather Thursday night, and I'm kind of glad to be into basketball season.
Yeah, we talked about that last night, Cody and I, on the broadcast, that we're finally done being outside, and we're inside where we don't have to worry about the weather much, and it's the start of a new season.
And speaking of the weather, our good friend and fellow broadcaster John Nixon, a little under the weather tonight, and we don't want to go into this broadcast without sending out our very best wishes to John for a speedy recovery. We hope to have John back on his wheels here real soon with us on the air, so John, if you're listening tonight, we certainly wish you well and hope things go well for you here in the coming days. Well, we need to explain to our listeners a little bit of a mishap that we had here a few minutes ago. I went down to the scores table to get starting lineups for the Maryville JV Spookhouse, only to discover that the tournament program, off of which we worked, was for the varsity team, but this is seven players off the JV team. So what we had to very quickly do was a lot of transposing of numbers and names on our score sheets here. The good news is there are only seven players suited up here for the Spookhouse, and none of the numbers, or very few of the numbers, matched up with the numbers that were in the program. And John Nixon, if you're listening, you can appreciate the quandary we're in here with all of this. But what we're going to do is we're just going to tell you who all seven of the players are here for Maryville and not even try to surmise. Also, I noticed that the warm-up jerseys are their numbers for their varsity numbers. When they take off the warm-up jerseys, the actual jerseys that they're wearing tonight are different than the warm-up. But they basically tried everything they can here to cross this up. But to an old guy and a rookie, it's an adventure. Let's go ahead and take a look. The starters for South Holt, if you would.
Taking a look at the starters for the South Holt Knights, they're going to start off with Peyton Morris. He is a senior. He'll wear number two tonight. Hayden Piper, a sophomore, he'll wear number three. And then Tate Pressman, he's a junior, he'll wear number five. Colton Fancher, he's a freshman, he'll wear number 10. And Cameron Biondo, junior, he'll wear number 30.
Okay, I'm going to take my best shot at the five starters here for Maryville. Kate Kelly. Kelly is wearing number one. We don't have a height or a year on him because of the mix-up here. Colin Stanley. Stanley is a six-foot sophomore. He'll wear jersey number two tonight. Kyler Sneed. Sneed is a 5'7 sophomore. He will wear number three. Jack Luke. Jack Luke. Luke is a sophomore at 5'10. Jack Luke. Walter, he is the sophomore at 6'. Wears the number 10. And we've got Kyle Bear Thaler. 6'1 sophomore wearing number 35. Lucas Ziegler wearing number 5 tonight, 6'2 junior. And just a bit of housekeeping here back to Kurt Kilmer, our producer engineer. Kurt, you've got an open mic back there in the studio. You're on the air here with us, my friend. We wanted to share that. Getting about a minute or so away from getting underway, this is the 68th Annual Mound City Tournament. We've got the first game up now as the boys' consolation, South Holt and Maryville. We'll take a two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Surag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Surag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Mount City High School. Getting set to get underway with the first of our doubleheaders that we have for you here. Up first, it's going to be the South Pole Knights and the Maryville Spoofhounds, their JV team. This is the consolation bracket. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Mead Lumber, helping to present tonight's broadcast.
This live coverage of the Mound City Tournament is also brought to you in part by our premier sponsors, Hiawatha Implement in Mound City and Hiawatha, Scheib Drainage in Oregon, Missouri, Surag of Forest City, Golden Triangle Energy over in Craig, Missouri, Northwest Ag Services here in Mound City, and BTC Bank with locations in Oregon and throughout the state.
My, look at this. We have dark green Kelly numbers on black jerseys here. Absolutely doing everything possible for us not to be able to identify the players here tonight.
And it's interesting seeing, you know, a JV team here. That's not usually the case, right?
Lucas Ziegler, they're filling in for Rockford, who couldn't be here for football. Lucas Ziegler will jump it up for Maryville. You may have to help me with IDing some of these ball players here. Be Colton Fancher to jump it up for South Holt. We're ready to get underway. The first of a basketball doubleheader coming away tonight here on Sunny 101.3. The official set to step into the center circle. We'll have the third place girls game coming up later this evening. LeBlond and Mound City will be the matchup in that one. Here's the tip, and the tip is going to be controlled by the Spoofhounds coming up with the basketball into forecourt. That's Kate Healy. Healy gets it on the right side. Goes into Ziegler. Back to the top of the circle now, handling the ball. That's Walder with the ball. Here's a steal. Fast break coming the other direction. Driving layup up off the glass and good by Cameron Biondo. Blondo, that is. Biondo with the first 2 points of the ball game. South Holt goes up 2-0. This is Keeley on the dribble. Keeley inside the paint, picks up the dribble to the top of the key, comes to the left wing with it to Jack Luke. Here's a three on the way from the top of the circle, shot short off the front of the rim. The ball is loose on the floor. Everybody's diving after it. It's going to go out of bounds off the foot of one of the South Pole Knights. The basketball will belong to the Spoofhounds. I've always wondered what a Spoofhound is here, Dylan. Some kind of a greyhound, I believe. They lob the pass in. Ball is stolen away on the steal. Fast break. All the way down goes Piper for the driving layup. He missed the uncontested layup. Couldn't get it. Aiden Piper had a breakaway lay-in and couldn't get it to fall. Fast break the other direction. This is Jack Luke with the basketball to the left wing. Dribbling into traffic. The ball is loose on the floor. Now nowhere under there to go for Ziegler. Brings it back out to the top of the key. It goes into the left corner. Ziegler with the ball. Feeds it inside. A give and go. No chance for the shot. Back to the top of the circle with the ball is Keeley. Keeley being pressured out here. A lot of defense by Piper all over Keeley. Almost got the steal. Keeley in trouble here. Oh, he got away maybe with a walk on that one. Now into the paint to the left corner. There's a long three from the baseline left side that's up and off. No good. The ball goes out of bounds. Touch last by the Spoofhounds. It'll be South Holt's basketball.
some pretty good defense here early for the Knights and really pressuring, especially their ball handlers out up top.
For the South Holt Knights on the dribble into forecourt is Tate Morris. Morris across the timeline to the right side with it. Comes down to Biondo, a couple of dribbles, top of the circle, feeds it back up to Prusman. Prusman works to the right wing, now has to have help, needs somebody to come out, feeds it underneath the basket, no chance for a shot to put up by Morris. Tate Morris back to the top of the circle. The ball is going to come back to Morris on the left wing. He had an open look, didn't take it. Baseline right side, Biondo. Biondo up top to Morris once again. These numbers are a pleasure after you watch at this end, okay? With the ball is Prusman. Prusman feeds it underneath. Piper can't get to the basket. Back out to the free throw line. Baseline right side in the corner. Driving in is Prusman. Feeds it to the left side. Shot is up and off. No good. Try for follow shot. Put back. It won't go. And the rebound is brought down by Maryville. For the Spoofhounds with the basketball is Keeley. Keeley brings it all the way down court himself. We're going to have a whistle. And a foul is going to be called, I believe. It's going to be called on South Holt.
Yep, that will be on number three, Hayden Piper. That's his first and just the first foul of our quarter here.
5:36 to play, first period. Still just 2-0 our score. Spoofhounds are scoreless thus far for the first 2.5 minutes. Keeley is the ball, dribbling with the ball at the top of the circle. Comes to the left wing with his pass. Over here to Luke. Luke, bounce pass. Luke gets it back. He'll launch a three that's off the glass. The ball is tipped around, loose on the floor. Loose basketball grabbed up, trapped under the basket under there with it. Now a three from the right corner is up and off. No good. Try for follow shot. Put back up and good. Who got that one?
That was Kyle Beerthaler.
Okay, that's a two-pointer. We're tied at 2 apiece. Thank you, sir. 5:03 to go here in the first quarter with the basketball again is Cameron Biondo. Biondo at the top of the circle. Gives a little give and go to Piper. Piper bounce pass into the corner. Baseline right side. Prusman. Prusman gives it back up again to Fancher. Fancher with a little reverse layup under the basket. Can't get it. The ball is rebounded and then knocked out of bounds. Great job down there by Tate Prusman as Prusman knocked it off of one of the Spoofhound players and the ball stays with South Holt.
Checking in here for the Knights is going to be number 23, Cameron Nolan. He'll check in for Hayden Piper.
So inbounding the ball on the baseline right side is Colton Fancher. Under his own basket, Fancher tries to lob it in. Bounce pass is free in the paint. Chasing it down across the way is Nolan. Back to the top of the circle. Tate Morris will reset the offense. Give and go, driving baseline right side. Great defense. Trying to get the lay-in was Biondo. Try for a follow shot. Tip in doesn't go. Now we've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called. And I believe they're going to put this one on the Spoofhounds.
Foul's going to be on number 35, Kyle Beerthaler. That is his first of the quarter here for the Spoofhounds as well.
It'll be Tate Morris at the line, the senior point guard at the line. He'll be shooting two shots here. Tate Morris bends the knees at the charity stripe. Free throw is up and good. Got the first one. And that puts South Holt back on top. 3-2 here with 4:31 to play in the first period. 68th annual Mound City Tournament. Proud to be providing live coverage again this season. Second shot is up. This one rims in and out of there. How long has it got to stay in to count? It was in there and bounced back out on it. On the fast break, the other direction comes Nathan Walter with the basketball. Walter off to the right side, gets it to Keeley. They feed to the corner underneath. The ball is stolen away. South Holt on the attack. Ball is kicked away. It's on the floor. Everybody after coming up with the basketball is Keeley. Now fast break the other way. Driving lay-in up. It's off no good. And the rebound for South Holt with Fancher. Fancher down court. Fast break. Trying for the basket underneath the hoop. And they got trapped in under there. But a whistle on a foul. And the foul is going to go on the Spoofhounds.
That foul is going to be on number 0. Jack Luke. That is his first. Second of the quarter here for the Spoofhounds.
Not only did they change up the numbers on us, but as a result, we don't have the numbers in numerical order on the score sheets. Every challenge we could face here tonight, Dylan, but if it was easy, everybody'd do it. There's a three from the right wing that's up and good by Tate Prusman. Prusman got a nice pass to clear him out on the right, hit the right elbow out here, and he followed through with a nice three. Now an open look three from the right wing. It's up and good. I think that was that.
That was going to be number 3, Kyler Sneed.
Okay. Sneed got that one. Thank you. Again, it's the top of the circle. On the left elbow, Morris feeds it underneath. It comes back to Morris. Morris is in traffic. Trapped down there, in trouble. Tried to bounce pass. It's stolen away with the steal. Fast break the other direction. Driving layup up and off. No good. And a whistle and a foul. Coming down with the rebound was Tate Morris. We'll see who got him.
Fouls going to be on Colin Stanley. That's his first third of the quarter here for this Poofhound. 6-5 is the South Holt Knight lead. 3:24 remains here in the first quarter.
All right, on the dribble for South Holt. Across the timeline comes Tate Morris. Morris looks to the right side over to Biondo. Biondo picks up his dribble, feeds it inside the paint to Fancher. Fancher can't. He'll step back for a long two. It's off the rim, and the rebound comes down to Maryville. Maryville across the timeline, all the way into the paint. Ball is tipped away. Bad pass thrown there by Jack Luke. Ball is loose on the other end, and here comes Maryville right back with another steal. Back-to-back steals going each direction. Inside the paint, dribbling in, driving, laying up, in and out off the rim, tipped around. They'll dribble it out into the corner and reset the offense to the left wing. Now holding the basketball on the left side, that's Kyler Sneed. There's a long three from the left side that's up and off. No good. That was put up by Jack Luke. Luke couldn't get it. Now a little spin move, working to the corner right side. Can't get to the paint. Back to the top of the circle. It comes up to Ziegler. Ball is tipped away inside, and the rebound finally brought down. Whoops, now we're going to have a foul called. Finally bringing down the ball was Tate Morris, and then he gets fouled.
Foul's going to be on number 10, Nathan Walter, for the Spoofhound. His first, so all people that have fouled tonight only have one, but it'll be the fourth of the quarter here for the Spoofhound, so next foul's going to result in two free throws either way.
Chance South Holt might be shooting some free throws here. Morris will bring the ball up court and set it for South Holt now. Got a timeout here by the official. What's he pointing at?
He is...
something taking place at the other end of the floor.
The clock had not started, so they reset it. And the clock, there was a throw-in, and the clock didn't start, so they ran about 3 or 4 seconds off.
Very observant official. How about that? You do a little reffing. Would you have caught that one? I want to know.
Well, it's a very observant official. Usually the fans let you know when something's wrong on the scoreboard,
that's
though.
For sure. Tate Morris on the dribble at the top of the circle to the left elbow. Goes across with it. In traffic, trying to move up toward the basket was Tate Morris. Ball is stripped away. It's loose on the floor. Players diving after it, scrambling. Everybody after the ball. We're going to get a timeout called here to try and preserve the possession. Timeout taken by South Holt. 1:58 to go here in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At BTC Bank, banking is more than just numbers. It's about our local community. Since 1919, we've been investing in and giving back to the places we live and work while striving to provide the best financial products and services possible. If you're looking for a bank that truly cares, join the BTC Bank family. Stop by your local branch today or call us at 660-425-7285 to learn more. BTC Bank, member FDIC.
BTC Bank.
Sunny 101.3.
And we're back live here once again at Mountain City High School. 6-5, South Holt up by 1, 1:58 to play in the first period. Inbounding the pass, they toss it in from Biondo. At the top of the circle comes to Prusman. Prusman works right side of the lane, back top of the key. Tate Morris backs it out. Oh, he just went across the midcourt line. Tate Morris and over and back, backed it out a little deeper than he thought he was. That's an embarrassing move. Tate Morris with the turnover on the over and back. He just backed it out and backed across the midcourt line. All right, inbound pass comes into Keeley. That's Cade Keeley, and Cade comes to the left wing with it to Luke. Driving, shot is up and good on the base. Who got it?
That was Kyle Beer-Taylor again.
Okay.
Big presence inside tonight.
Okay, that's his second bucket, so he's got four now. 7-6. That puts Maryville back up by one. Over on the left wing, handling the basketball is Nolan. A little give and go around to the top of the circle is Tate Morris. A reach-in foul. Morris got hammered out here, and I believe they're going to get Luke for that one, I think.
Yep, that'll be Luke's second, fifth of the quarter here for Maryville JV's Spoofhound. So going to the line to shoot two here will be Tate Morris.
All right, Tate Morris at the line. He's one out of two from the line so far tonight. First free throw is on the way up, and good. He's now made two out of three. He has 3 points. We're tied at 7 with 1:17 to go here in the first quarter. Tate Morris at the line waiting for his second free throw attempt. He'll try to put South Holt back on top. Second free throw on the way. It's up, and it is off the rim. And then a whistle on the fight for the rebound, and they may have Yeah, they got South Fold on that one.
They're going to peg Tate Pressman with the foul. That'll be his first, second of the quarter here for the ninth.
Pressman's first, second team. 1:15 to go here in the first period. Tied at 7. With the ball is Nathan Walter. Walter, bounce pass, goes into traffic. Top of the key, there's a long 2 that's off the front of the rim. Rebound comes down to Morris. Morris, being harassed in backcourt, takes his time, gets it across the timeline to the top of the circle. Bounce pass to the right side. Comes over with the pass to Biondo. They feed Biondo on a give and go underneath. He can't get the shot. Into the corner, Morris. Morris not there. That shot off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Tate Pressman. And then a jump ball is called. Held ball. Possession arrow is going to favor South Holt. So South Holt will have the basketball. They'll play it in on the baseline under their own basket. Colton Fancher to inbound it. 45 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Fancher lobs it in up top. Hits it up to Pressman. Pressman back to Fancher. There's a long 3 that's off no good. The rebound comes down to the spoof house once again. With the board, there's Kyle Beerthaler. On the dribble comes Keeley to set the offense with 30 seconds to play here in the first period, all tied at 7. Keeley looks into the corner, deep baseline right side, nothing there. Bounce pass comes across to Stanley. Stanley penetrates in, flips it back out again to Keeley. There's a 3 from the left wing. Hitting that one was
Tyler Sneed again. That's his second 3 of the game.
Jump right in there if you ID that shooter on a basket, okay? 10-7. 3-point lead. Here's a give and go. They tried to feed the ball back inside to Tate Morris. Morris couldn't handle it. It got away. 5 seconds left on the clock. Maryville JV up by 3 over South Holt, 10-7. They'll hurry down and try to get the shot off into forecourt. There's the oh, he stepped on the sideline. Hit the 3, too. What a heartbreaker.
Would have been a buzzer beater.
Yeah, he put up the 25-footer out there from 3-point range, but he stepped on the out-of-bounds line. Just 1.6 seconds left here with which to work for South Holt. Waiting on the inbound. They lob it in, and the ball's going to be stolen away. Driving layup doesn't go after one quarter. 10-7, Maryville leads South Holt. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's Jerky, Snack Sticks, Drops, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back once again inside Mount City High School. 10-7 our score. The Maryville JV leading the South Holt Knights. Here with your second quarter play-by-play is Dylan Hendricks.
Spoofhounds going to start with the ball. Kid Kelly crosses the timeline with it. Spoofhounds will set up their offense. They have the 10-7 lead here as we start second quarter play. On the left wing now, Kyler Sneed. Sneed turns it over. And the Knights will come back the other way with it. It's Tate Morris crossing the timeline. He backs out with it. Looking to set something up here. Morris still dribbling around. Now he finds Tate Pressman. Pressman's going to drive down the right side. Layup up. No good. Ball's going to bounce around. End up in the hands of the Spoofhounds. And they're back the other way. Kate Kelly. Kelly, corner. 3 is on the way. Up and good. That'll be Lucas Ziegler, and that's Ziegler's first bucket of the game. That'll give the Spoofhounds a 13-7 lead. 7:09 remaining here in the second quarter. Knights looking to find a bucket, but they're not going to get it. It's a steal by Kyler Sneed. Sneed down at the other end. Layup up no good, but an offensive rebound and put back for Lucas Ziegler, and that will force a South Holt timeout. It's going to be a full timeout. So we're going to take a quick 30-second break. We'll be right back. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
6:55 remaining here in the second quarter. Consolation bracket of the Mound City Invite. Stick around after this one. We're going to have the third place action on the girls' side of the bracket. It'll be Bishop LeBlanc taking on the Mound City Panthers. South Holt going to come out of the timeout with the ball and looking for a bucket. They were up early 7-5, but since then it's a 10-0 Maryville run. And that puts them up 15-7 as we start play. Bringing the ball up here for South Holt, going to be Cameron Biondo. Biondo crosses the timeline with it. Hands it off to Cameron Nolan. Knights have the ball here on the right wing. Stuck with it, though, and a nice pass and drive. Up, no good. Going to be Jordan Piper. Rebound's going to be bounced around and go out of bounds off of South Holt. That'll give the ball back to Maryville.
Tate Prusman down there battling for that loose basketball that got away off of his fingertips.
Spoofhounds have hit their last couple of shots, and we're going to have an offensive foul here, moving screen. That foul is going to go on the Spoofhounds.
And they're going to call the foul on Lucas Ziegler. On Ziegler, that is his first team foul of the quarter on Maryville.
All right. So back with the basketball here is the Knights. Still looking for a bucket. They've been on seven for a long time here, ever since about three-quarters of the way through the first quarter. Tate Morris drives in. Kick out. Jordan Piper, three, on the way from the corner. Got it up and good. Jordan Piper breaks that scoring drought. It's a 15-10. Spoofhound lead.
South Holt needed that basket desperately.
All right, Spoofhound's back the other way. Three. Oh, he's pump fake, drove in. And a nice little floater there off the drive for Kyler Sneed. Sneed even faked me out on the three-point shot for a second. He got his defender up off the ground, and he had an easy drive for the layup.
Sneed.
Sneed with the steal now. Back the other way. Here come the Spoofhound. It's been all Kyler Sneed this half. As the layup up and good inside, that one's going to be Lucas Ziegler. Ziegler now has seven on the night, and quickly it's 19-10, Spoofhound. Knights back the other way. Ball's going to go towards half court, across half court. We're going to have an over and back call, and that'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the Spoofhound.
5:22 to play here in the first half. 19-10, Maryville JV leading the South Holt Knights. 68th annual Mound City Tournament.
Can be expected early in these games to be a little bit choppy and see a few more turnovers than you see late in the year. South Holt really looking for a bucket, though. Three-pounder on the way for the Spoofhounds. No good. That's Jack Luke. The rebound. Going to go to South Holt and across the timeline with it. It's Jordan Piper. Tate Morris. Morris hands off to Cameron Nolan. And that ball's taken away. Back the other way. Here come the Spoofhounds. The Maryville team has had quite a few steals just this quarter. And they have the ball looking for more on the offensive end. Drive in, kick out. Colin Stanley. And now Jack Kelly, floater in the lane. Or Jack Luke, excuse me, floater in the lane is good. That'll be his first bucket of the game. And the Maryville lead has ballooned to 11. 21-10, 4:29 left here in the first half. Back the other way. Baseline jumpers, no good for Tate Prusman. And the Spoofhounds get the rebound. South Holt going to put a little pressure here on the Spoofhounds. And we're going to have a timeout before we have a 10-second call. So we're going to take a quick 30-second break. 21-11 is the Maryville lead. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
4 minutes, 12 seconds to play here in the first half. 21-10, Maryville up by 11, their biggest lead here so far, and it'll be the Spoofhounds basketball. What an opportunity this is for the Maryville JV players. Going to a little bigger school, playing JV and getting to go over to this tournament and go against South Holt.
Going against some varsity competition, too, which is always nice to get that under your belt early in the year. And like you said earlier,
got a whistle and a foul is going to be called here on South Holt on Cameron Nolan. On Nolan, that is his first personal and the first team foul of the quarter on the Knights.
Like you said earlier, it was the deep run in the football playoffs by Rockport that led to this Maryville team playing in the tournament. As there's a three from the right wing. That's Cade Kelly. That's his first bucket of the game. And it's a 24-10 Maryville lead. And just a quick congratulations once again to that Rockport football team. State runners up. An eight-man Missouri football action this year. All right, South Holt back the other way. Layup up, off the glass, no good. That was Tate Prisman. And back the other way. Here comes
Keeley,
the Spoofhounds. Oh, nice pass inside from Cade Keeley, and he's going to find Lucas Ziegler. Ziegler now has nine on the day, 26-10. The Spoofhounds lead. It was a 7-5 South Holt lead, middle of the first quarter, and ever since then, it's been all Maryville. South Holt, couple of shots up, no good in the lane. Rebound Spoofhounds back the other way. Oh, good! Another good pass from Lucas Ziegler. He's going to find
Jack Luke.
And Luke has four this quarter, 28-10. The Spoofhounds are now up on the night. And here come the Spoofhounds again off the turnover. Back the other way. Layup's going to be up and good for the Spoofhound.
Yeah, I'm waiting for him to turn.
It's going to be Kyler Sneed, I believe, number three.
Yes.
And he's got 10. He's in double figures. Oh, good pass there for the Knights. And an easy lay-in on the other end for Cameron Nolan. Nolan's going to have his first two of the game. And the Knights are able to break that 10-point scoring drought that we've seen. Another three, right corner up, no good for this Spoofhound. Multiple bodies there fighting for the rebound. South Holt's going to come out with it. And here come the Knights back the other way. Kate Morris with the ball near the timeline. 2:09 remains here in our first half. As the ball's going to go out of bounds off of Maryville. Good hustle there for Kyler Sneed.
Back into the ball game now for Maryville. Checking in comes Kylie Varenthaler, along with Nathan Walter back onto the floor. They've only had seven players suited up, but we talked about what a golden opportunity for these JV players from Marysville.
A lot of experience they're gaining this week here over in Mound City. All right, South Holt. We'll see if they can cut into this lead a little bit more. Out up top with it. That's Colton Fancher. Fancher, right wing, Cameron Nolan. Nolan dribbles out near the attack line. And here's Tate Morris, right wing. He's going to drive baseline layup up and good for Tate Morris. That was a good, strong take for Tate Morris there for 2 points. And it's a 30-14 Spoofhound lead. Right corner now for the Spoofhounds. And we're going to have a foul before any shot. So ball will go underneath for Maryville, but the foul's going to be on the Knights.
Now they're going to put it on Tate Prusman. On Prusman, that's his second personal. And team foul number two of the quarter on South Holt.
Checking in here for the Knights, Hayden Piper. Piper back in. Cameron Nolan will take a seat. And Spoofhounds shooting it well. Also doing quite a bit of work in the lane as we're going to have another foul on a drive in the lane. It'll be on the Knights again.
This time they're going to get that. Well, I'm going to wait till they post it to make sure before. Yes, it is. It's going to be on Cameron Biondo. And that's his first team foul, number three.
All right, Cameron Biondo with the foul, and the Spoofhounds will keep possession here. Here's a three, right corner for Maryville, up no good. That was Colin Stanley. Rebound tipped around, and he's going to get his own rebound. Now top of the key three for Jack Luke. That's up and good. And Luke has 7 in just this quarter. 33-14. A 19-point lead here for the Spoofhounds over the Knights. And we had a walk with it. Tate Morris got caught picking up his dribble.
You mentioned that Rockford football team a minute ago here, Dylan. I'll tell you, 13-1. I know they're heartbroken right now losing the state championship, but they're going to look back on that a few years from now and say, 13-1, you know, we weren't too bad.
You probably heard that one on right here, Randy, on Sunny on Thursday night. And Rockport now got to quickly get in the swing of basketball season. All right, here's a steal for Southolt. The other way, that was Hayden Piper, and Piper is going to walk with it.
Well, he had the right idea. He stopped under the basket on the layup to let the defender go past him, but in the process, he shuffled his feet. He got happy feet under there, and gets called for a travel.
Piper, great job of anticipating the pass, getting the steal, and the finish just wasn't there. So Spoofhounds back the other way, 20 seconds remaining here in the second half. Top of the key, 3, Jack Luke, who else? He's got 10 in just the second quarter here, and it's 36-14, Spoofhound.
With the difficulty I'm having reading these jersey numbers, I sure appreciate Jack Luke's hairstyle.
That makes it easy to find out who it is. All right, free throw line jumper up, no good. Gets his own rebound, jumper up, no good for Tate Morris. We had a couple of looks at it, wasn't able to finish. And that is how we will end the first half of action. 36-14. Maryville Spoofhounds lead the South Holt Knights. We're going to recap first half action here in a couple of minutes, but we're going to take a 2-minute break here from our sponsors and come back recap that first half of action. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group, direct written premium.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Our halftime recap here in Mound City is brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu.
All right, at the half, Maryville leading South Holt. Our halftime score 36-14. Looking at the scoring for the Maryville JV team, they're led at the half by Jack Luke. He has 10 points. Right behind is Lucas Ziegler, who added 9. The Kyler Sneed also has 10 points. Three points tonight for Cade Keeley, and chipping in 4 was Kyle Vanderthaler for their total of 36. From the free throw line, they did not shoot any free throws in the first half. For the South Holt Knights, only 14 points on the board. Leading the way is Tate Morris with 4. 3 points for Jordan Piper. Tate Prusman has 3. Cameron Nolan with 2, and Cameron Biondo has 2 points. Free throw shooting for the Knights, they hit 2 out of 4. from the charity stripe. 36-14 is our halftime score in this halftime scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from dead. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu.
This live coverage of the Mound City Basketball Invitational was brought to you in part by our premier sponsors this year. Got to thank them sponsors for our ability to be over here and broadcast both Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday action here for Mound City. That's Hiawatha Implement in Mound City and Hiawatha Scheib Drainage over in Oregon, Missouri. Sure Ag of Forest City, Missouri. Golden Triangle Energy in Craig, Missouri. Northwest Ag Services here in Mound City. And BTC Bank, they have a location over in Oregon and throughout the state of Missouri here.
All right, we'll take a two-minute timeout here, update you with the latest weather forecast, followed by another 2 minutes of important sponsor information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up. You're listening to live coverage of the 68th Annual Mound City Invitational Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Sure Ag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your weather for the tri-state area. Mostly cloudy for tonight. Lows drop to 20 degrees. Winds turn to the north, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Sunday it remains mostly cloudy. Highs top out near 27. Winds remain north, 5 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible as well. Sunday night, gradual clearing. Lows fall back to 16. Winds turn to the south around 5 miles per hour. Monday, an abundance of sunshine. Highs approach 41. Winds remain south, 5 to 10. Monday night, cleared to partly cloudy. Lows head down to 29. Winds southwest around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, lots more sunshine. Highs reach 53. And then Tuesday night, it becomes mostly cloudy and lows fall to around 30. This is weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko on Sunny 101.3.
At BTC Bank, banking is more than just numbers. It's about our local community. Since 1919, we've been investing in and giving back to the places we live and work while striving to provide the best financial products and services possible. If you're looking for a bank that truly cares, join the BTC Bank family. Stop by your local branch today or call us at 660-425-7285 to learn more. BTC Bank, member FDIC.
BTC Bank.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Bacons, hams, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back inside Mound City High School. Randy Gatula, Dylan Hendricks with you. Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer for this evening's presentation of high school basketball. It's a doubleheader. Right now we're at halftime of our first game with Maryville leading South Holt 36-14 here in the boys' consolation game. Up next, the second half of our doubleheader will show the Mound City girls, the Panthers, taking on the Golden Eagles of Bishop LeBlanc. That will be for the third-place consolation game in this year's Mound City Tournament. Basketball coming up for you next week here on Sunny 101.3. On Tuesday night, I will be at Johnson Brock with the Palmyra Panthers taking on Johnson Brock. Friday night, we'll travel with the Auburn Bulldogs to Elmwood Murdoch. Elmwood Murdoch and the Auburn Bulldogs, and I believe Tuesday night you've got Nottoway Valley at
Fall City. Tuesday night I will be Nottoway Valley and Fall City. We'll have a girls-boys doubleheader there, too.
That'll be on KTMC. So here's the inbound pass that comes into Tate Morris. Morris comes on the attack here now offensively. Morris with the basketball to the left elbow. Comes over to Nolan. Nolan feeds it inside. Fancher. Fancher in traffic. Bounce pass. Goes inside with it. Ball is stolen away. Now it gets away out of bounds. Who are they going to say touched it last? Biondo was over there chasing after it. It went off of his fingertips and the basketball goes over to the Spoof Hounds of Maryville. This is their JV team. They brought seven players down here to play in a varsity contest, of course, against the much smaller schools. Into the corner, right side with the ball is Keeley. And Keeley back to the top of the key, around the horn to the left side. They back it out to the top of the circle. Bounce pass to the near side, comes to Jack Luke. Luke to the corner, right side. There's a three that's up short off the front of the rim. The ball is loose. Coming out of there with it is Tate Morris. Morris down court quickly. Goes into the corner, feeds it to his teammate in the corner, right side, driving on the baseline. Underneath the basket, here's a fall-away shot up and good. Nice job getting the ball to Cameron Biondo. Biondo with the first 2 points of the second half is 36-16. The lead is 20 for Maryville. Lob pass to the corner down on the right side. That's Ziegler. Skip pass all the way across, driving layup, all blocked away nicely. Try for follow shot, put back up and good.
That's going to be Kyle Vierthaler. Vierthaler cleaning up the glass. I think that's his third putback tonight.
Yeah, he's got 6 points now in the ball game. The first 2 points of the second half were the spoof pass. Morris goes all the way to the baseline underneath the basket on the left side. Couldn't get there. Has to feed it back inside the paint. Comes back to Fancher. Back up to Morris comes. He'll dribble between the rings. At the top of the circle, top of the key, gives the ball to the right wing. Standing at the free throw line, holding the basketball is Prusman. Across court, Fancher. Back to Prusman for a long three from the left elbow. It's off, no good. Great job getting after the rebound, chasing it down. And a follow shot is put back. In and out, won't drop by Nolan. Now a battle on the floor. Nolan had a point-blank look at it right under the basket. Couldn't get her down.
Going to have a foul there. That's going to be on number 10, Nathan Walter. That's going to be Walter's second, first of the quarter here for the Spoof Hound.
So inbounding the pass on the baseline is Colton Fancher. He'll stand on the baseline left side under his own basket. 6:09 to play here in the third quarter, 38-16. Maryville on top. Tate Morris, 12-foot jumper left side. It's just short off the rim, but the rebound comes down to South Holt. Trying for the follow shot and put back was Cameron Nolan. than a whistle and a foul. I don't think we're going to be shooting this one, though.
No, they're going to call that one on the floor. That foul's going to be on Jack Luke. He's our first player with three tonight, so no one else with more than two.
Second team foul of the quarter on the spoof outs. Inbound the pass. Bring it to the left side of the lane, working toward the hoop. A little fall-away shot off the rim. Won't go down for Cameron Nolan, but he's going to be fouled.
I believe that's going to go on Jack Luke again, so that'll be Luke's fourth. He picked up two quick ones here in the third quarter, and after 10 points, leading scorer in the first half, he's probably going to take a seat.
Cameron Nolan will be at the line, where he'll be shooting two shots. This is his first attempt from the charity stripe tonight. Nolan looks to the basket. First free throw is up. He rolls off. Won't go. He'll get another try at it. Nolan has 2 points in the ballgame so far tonight.
Indeed. Tyler Sneed going to check in for Jack Luke. Luke, with those four fouls early here in the third quarter, will likely sit and watch most, if not all, the rest of this third quarter.
Cameron Nolan bends the knees. Second free throw. It's on the way up. This one rims off also. Couldn't get it. The rebound comes down to the Spoof Hounds. Maryville all the way down court. Fast break into the corner. Dribbling inside the paint, trying to think about putting the shot up, couldn't get there. Ziegler dribbles into the baseline, turns the ball over. Fast break back the other way, under the basket. Tate Morris had an uncontested layup. Got a little too deep under the bucket before he got rid of the basketball. Comes up empty-handed. Now fast break the other direction. Ball is knocked away. We're going to have a whistle and a foul, I think probably on Nolan.
And that foul is going to be on number 23, Cameron Nolan. That's going to be his second. First foul of the half here for the night.
Spoof Hounds basketball. They'll trigger it in baseline under their own basket, waiting to toss it in. Now they do finally lob it into Keeley. Keeley at the top of the key to the near side. On the right comes over to Sneed with the ball. Back up top, Keeley. Keeley around the horn to the left wing. They work it around the outside perimeter, outside the three-point arc. Now inside the paint. Shot is up. Off. Won't go down. Follow shot. That was put up by Vera Thaler. And there's a three from the right wing. Getting the three was Tyler Sneed. Sneed now with 13 points in the basketball game for the Spoof Hounds. Fast break down court quickly. Here comes South Holt with the basketball moving toward the hoop. Follow away jump shot up and off the rim. Won't go. Try for rebound. Follow shot. Put back. It won't go. Tate Morris with a put back. Still won't go. Tate Morris with another put back. Still won't go. And a whistle and a foul. Morris had three shots under there. Could not get the ball in the hole.
And it's been rough tonight trying to get that ball in the hole for the night. And lucky to come out with some foul shots there after four attempts at it.
So
foul's going to be on number five, Lucas Ziegler. That's his second.
All right, at the line is Tate Morris. First free throw is up and off. No good. Morris will get another attempt. He's now made 2 out of 5 from the free throw line so far tonight. Has another attempt coming here. 4:50 to go in the third quarter. 41-16, Maryville on top. Tate Morris ready for his second shot. It's up short. Off the front of the rim, missed them both. Rebound comes down quickly to Maryville into forecourt. This is Cade Healy. Cade works with a pass to the right wing, over to the near side. Gets it to Tyler Sneed. Sneed, a cross-court pass, oh, threw it away. That one goes up into the stands. It'll be a turnover. Give the ball back to South Holt.
South Holt switched to a 1-3-1 zone there. One of the things you rarely want to do is try to pass it over top of a 1-3-1 zone, and that's usually what happens.
Here comes Tate Morris on the attack. Man-to-man defense now. Oh, the ball's going to go right behind Tate Morris. He didn't expect it to be coming there. He zigged when he should have zagged. Cameron Nolan is going to tell him right now. 41-16. Maryville on top. 4:23 to play. Third period here at Mountain City, Missouri. Into forecourt with the ball is Keeley. Kate Keeley. Now they try to lob it inside, and the pass is going to be deflected, grabbed up by Tate Prusman. Now the ball is loose again. Loose on the floor. They get it to Prusman. Prusman into forecourt. It's a 3-on-2. They've got numbers. Driving way in, up and off. No good. Try for tip-in. It won't go. The original lay-in was by Prusman. Then Fancher had a chance for a tip-in from the backside. The ball just won't go in the hole right now.
And this is one of those, you know, films that you're going to look back on and go, oh, man, the number of shots we missed around the basket.
Yeah, how do you miss those three-footers under there? But they've had a number of them that just will not drop for them. Walter in the ball game. Here's a shot from the deep corner left side that doesn't go. With the rebound is Tate Morris. Morris to the left elbow to Nolan. Nolan goes around the defender, driving layup. Nolan just short again. Nolan with a follow shot, and he got it. That time he stayed with it, and Cameron Nolan got the follow shot and the putback, but not before missing a couple of them right into the basket again. from the corner right side. A three is on the way, up and good. That one by Kyler Snead. Snead got the three, his second three-pointer of the night. I've got him with 16 points now for Maryville. 44-18, your score. 3:12 to go here in the third period. Here's another steal. Spoofound's on the attack, and they're going to throw it away on the baseline. Now we're going to have a timeout taken by South Holt with 3:08 to go in the third quarter. 44-18, Maryville on top. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dylan Hendricks back with you here at Mount City High School. 3:08 to play in the third period. The Maryville Spoofhounds JV team leading the South Hole Knights 44-18. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's game is Mead Lumber Company. Mead Lumber Company presenting tonight's high school basketball broadcast here on Sunny 101.3. All right, coming out of the timeout, 44-18, Maryville on top. It was, you mentioned earlier, it was close back in the first quarter, and then that second period was pretty much all Maryville, and the Maryville JV team kind of pulled out to a big lead and have never really looked back, being up now 44-18.
It was a 7-5 South Holt lead. Since then, it has been a 13 to about 40 run here.
All right. Time. With the basketball come the South Holt Knights. The ball is kicked. It went off the foot of one of the spoofhounds. I'm going to have to look up and find out what a spoofhound is. The word that spoof is in there makes me wonder if it's a joke. We'll just have to see. Handling the basketball, left side is Nolan to the top of the key. They come up top to Prusman with it. Over to the right wing, Tate Morris. Morris has to Biondo. Biondo penetrates in, driving, laying up and good. Nice move by Biondo. Biondo with his second lay-in of the period here. He's got 6 points now for the junior, Cameron Biondo. 44-20 with 2.5 minutes to play in the third period. Skip pass comes all the way across court to the near side to Jack Luke. Here's a driving, floating layup on the baseline underneath, and the rebound comes down to Cameron Nolan. Nolan down court with the basketball himself. Takes it all the way coast to coast. Lost the handle out of bounds. And I think they're going to say it was tipped, though, by the spoofhound. So South Holt will maintain possession of the basketball. Bancher will inbound it. He'll trigger it in on the baseline, under the basket, lobs it into Prusman. Underneath, driving lay-in up, and good. They did a good job working that one to Cameron Nolan, and Nolan got the lay-in. He's got 6 points. It's 44-22. The score exactly doubled up now on the Knights with 2 minutes to play here. Oh, almost another steal for Tate Morris there. He had his hand on the ball for a minute. Inside the paint, moving to the hoop, nothing there. Player falls to his knees. A long three-pointer is up and off, no good by Jack Luke. And the ball got away out of bounds, but it was touched last by South. Oh, no, we're going to have a foul call.
Yep, we're going to have a foul on number five, Lucas Ziegler. Just good hustle for the rebound, but got beat there. That'll be Ziegler's third, and that'll be the fourth of the quarter here for the spoofhound. So.
Under 2 minutes to play now in the third quarter. 1:50 showing on the score clock. Moments delay here once again.
It'll be the fifth. Yep, I got 5-2. So scoreboard was one off. It'll be 2 free throws
okay,
here.
Okay, so now we'll walk to the other end. The officials looked a little bit befuddled there for a minute. At the free throw line is Tate Prusman. This will be his first trip to the line tonight. It has not been a good free throw shooting night here so far. 0 for 4 in the second half. Free throw is up and good. Good thing I mentioned that to Tate so he could improve those numbers. Tate Prusman is a junior. Has a second free throw coming. 4 points so far tonight for the young man. Second shot is up. This one rims off and does not go. And the rebound to Maryville. Maryville into forecourt with it. That's Walter handling the basketball. Looking to the near side, it comes to Snead, Kyler Snead. I'll let you know a little secret here, folks, and this is something that right now Dylan can see. I have the word pink, green, and hair written on my sheet here. Pink shoes, green shoes, and the kid with the hairdo, and it really goes a long ways toward identifying these ball players. Ziegler with the ball comes to the near side to Stanley. Stanley feeds inside the paint. They go in with it to Walter, and they get away. It's lost out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say Southold tipped it away. Back into the lineup comes Kay Keeley. Also back onto the floor once again is Kyle Beerthaler with a minute 18 to go here in the third period. 44-23 is our score. Almost stolen away. Now Southold does get the steal on the fast break. Trying to go in for the driving layup was Kyler Snead. He's going to be fouled, and we're going to put Snead to the line where he'll be shooting two shots.
Foul's going to be on Cameron Biondo. That is his second foul, just the second of the quarter here for the Knights, but a big second one as it'll put Snead at the line for two.
Kyler Snead with 16 points already tonight here in the ballgame. They're shooting two free throws. The first one is up, hits the front of the rim, and comes up just short. He'll have another attempt coming. Kyler Snead, a 5'7 sophomore, one of the few players we actually have age and stats on here. I've got him with 16.
Got him with 16 as well.
All right, second shot coming for Kyler Snead. This one is up. It rims in and out of there, and the rebound comes down to Southold. Here come the Knights on the attack. It's Tate Morris with the basketball. A minute to play here in the third quarter. Morris feeds to the right elbow with it, dribbling to the top of the key. Handling it is Nolan. They try to go underneath, looking under there for Jordan Piper. Piper couldn't handle it. It got away from him out of bounds. And it'll go back to Maryville with under a minute to play, 56 seconds on the clock here in the third quarter. Jack Luke on the dribble. Luke, a cross-court pass, looks down to the baseline deep on the left side. Shot is up and good. Nailing the three down there was Kyler Snead, and Snead just keeps pouring him in. I've got him with 19 now.
19 and five threes on the night.
All right, 47-23 now. Maryville on top with 33 seconds to play here in this period. Southold has the basketball. Nolan dribbles between the ring, comes to the top of the circle, working against this man-to-man defense now from Maryville. All the way in, shot is up. Nice-looking shot by Tate Morris from about 8 feet out just inside the paint. Makes it 47-25, 13 seconds to go. They'll come down and play for a final shot here. 10 seconds to go in the period. Into the corner, deep baseline right side is Jack Luke. Oh, there's a nice feed under the basket. That would have been...
That was going to be Beerthaler.
Yes, that's what I thought. There's the buzzer. End of the third period, 49-25. Maryville on top. We'll take a one-minute timeout and be right back on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for this broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber presenting tonight's broadcast here with your fourth quarter to take them home. Once again, is Dylan Hendricks.
Poop Pounds going to start off the fourth quarter with the ball here and a 49-25 lead. And Southold back in their 1-3-1 zone. They played pretty well. They quit to it in the third quarter. But one thing about the 1-3-1 zone, it leaves some open shooters. And who else? Kyler Snead. That is his fourth three of the half, sixth of the game. And he is up to 22 points. Back on the other end, Southold on the ground with it is Cameron Biondo. And we're going to have a timeout for the night. So they're going to retain possession after the timeout here. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. We'll be right back. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Mound City. South Holt with the basketball here. It'll be Tate Morris out near the timeline. He's going to give the ball off to Biondo. Biondo drives left side, layup up, and good. And that'll be Cameron Biondo's third bucket of the half here. He's now up to eight, and it's a 52-27 Spoofhound lead. Spoofhound's back the other way. They're starting to move the ball a lot better against this 1-3-1 zone and finding some open look. In the right corner with it is Lucas Ziegler. Ziegler inside. That's Nathan Walter. Back to Ziegler. Now Ziegler gets it stripped, and it'll end up in the hands of South Holt. And back the other way come the Knights. Taking it coast to coast, layup up off the glass, no good. That was Cameron Nolan, and it'll be a rebound here for the Spoofhounds. They're going to come quickly back the other way. 3-on-3 break. Ziegler pump fakes a three, kicks it out left wing, three-pointer on the way for Kay Keeley is up and good, and that'll be Keeley's first basket of the second half here. He's up to six. 6:31 remains here in the game. 55-27 is the score. The Spoofhounds lead the Knights. South Holt with the basketball. Biondo on the left wing. He gives it off to Nolan. Nolan's going to throw it off the legs of Tate Morris, and that'll go out of bounds. Just a little too hot to handle and a little too low.
Kate Keeley in there with a little pressuring defense just kind of mixed up that exchange on the pass.
And it'll go back to the Spoofhound. One thing you're... we're seeing here a lot better of not playing up top with the ball on that 1-3-1 zone as there's a three from the corner missed by Sneed. South Holt with the rebound. Coming back the other way, Jordan Piper. Piper will give it off to Nolan. Nolan hand off to Biondo. Biondo around, drives inside the lane, floater up in the middle of the lane, no good.
Rebound. Another one of those point blank range shots uncontested and it just won't fall in the hole.
Lucas Ziegler with the rebound. He gave it off to Kyler Sneed. Sneed drives the length of the court, puts it up for two off the glass, and it's a 57-27 lead for the Spoofhounds. They lead by 30 now. Here's a long three from the right wing up, no good. That was Cameron Biondo. Ball's going to bounce out of bounds, and it'll go to the Maryville Spoofhound.
Back into the lineup comes Tate Prusman now for the South Holt Knights. Prusman checks in. Leaving the game will be Colton Fencher.
What a game here for Kyler Sneed. Just a 5'7 sophomore playing against varsity-level competition, and he's got 26.
That's what I have, yes.
All right, here's a turnover. Oh, no, they're going to get it back. Spoofhounds get it back, and they find a wide-open guy inside of half the Knights. We're heading down to the other end. That's going to be Lucas Ziegler. That'll be his first basket of the half. 59-27 is the Spoofhound lead. All right, ball with it at the top of the key. South Holt. And ball's kind of bouncing around in there now. Finally a strip for Maryville. And back the other way, layup up off the glass and good. That's Lucas Ziegler, and that's a quick 4 points in this half for Ziegler.
He's got 13 now in the ballgame.
61-27. Nice, looking for a bucket here. Driving in, and we're going to have a foul on the layup.
Kevin Canterbury is going to be checking into the lineup. Canterbury is going to come into the game here for South Holt. This foul is going to be called on Lucas Ziegler. On Ziegler, I have that as his fourth personal and only the first team foul of the quarter on the Spoofhounds.
Fourth on Ziegler, four also on Jack Luke for the Spoofhounds as the first free throw is up and good for Tate Morris.
Here's Jack Luke back into the lineup. Leaving the contest for South Holt, taking a break now will be Cameron Nolan.
Tate Morris gets one more from the line here. He's got seven on the evening. Second free throw up, no good. Spoofhounds are going to have the rebound and back the other way. There's Snead. Snead drives in, floater up, no good from the right baseline. Southport with the rebound. They're going to quickly bring it back the other way. Left wing, three up, doesn't catch anything. That was Jordan Piper. And now a steal. That's Biondo. Biondo with a steal. Back to Piper on the other side. Layup, no good. Offensive rebound. Putback is going to be up and good. Just checking in, Gavin Canterbury, and he has his first two of the game.
Well, Canterbury didn't waste any time getting in the scorebook, did he?
First he said, guys, this is how you do it inside. Just lay it up off the glass, and it goes right in. All right, Southport with a steal. Now back the other way. Piper kicks it out to Prusman.
Maybe Canterbury should record an instructional video on inside shots there for his teammates.
Going to have a foul up top near the timeline. That foul's going to go on the Spoof Hound.
Yeah, they're going to call that on Colin Stanley. On Stanley, his second personal. I believe that's team foul number two.
61-30. We have a running clock now here in Mound City.
Don't forget, up next, it'll be the girls, Bishop LeBlond in Mound City in just a few minutes.
Three-pointer, left corner up, no good for the night. Offensive rebound, Tate Morris. Back out to Prusman, who just missed that three. He's going to reset it with Jordan Piper up top. Piper to Tate Morris. Going to go off Tate's hands and out of bounds, and it'll go back to the Spoof Hound.
Okay, we're going to have Veeran Thaler back in there. He checks back into the ballgame. Under 2 minutes to go, running clock, 1:47. It's 61-30. Maryville Spoof Hound will get the win here tonight over South Holt.
Nathan Walter with the ball now. Walter drives in, fakes the pass. Oh, good fake pass and layup. And the layup's not going to go in. Ball's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be given to the Knights. And we're going to come back the other way with it.
We both saw the same thing.
So stick around. After this one, we'll recap this game, scoring action from all your favorite players from South Holt and Maryville, and then we'll have the third place match, Bishop LeBlond and the Mound City Panther ladies. We'll go at it for third place. 1 minute remains here in the second half. South Holt with the ball. They're going to try to find the bucket a couple more times here this half.
No shot clock here. Last night I was dealing with a shot clock. A lot of different rules, different states.
Yes, layup up off the glass. Good for Tate Morris. That's going to be his fifth point of the half. Ninth for the game. I'll cut the lead to 61-32. Spoof Hound's back the other way. With it at the free throw line, now kick out to Jack Luke. Luke's going to dribble it back out here. Spoof Hounds are just going to be patient with the clock winding down. Now inside, finds Jack Luke, and Luke's going to kick it back out. Spoof Hounds are content with just running out the clock here. They're going to leave Mound City. Maryville's JV Spoof Hounds are going to leave Mound City in by 1-2 this year. Some good experience for these JV players. South Holt will fall to 0-3 in the tournament here. But some good early season experience and a lot of film to go off of here for the Knights as the clock winds down and hits zero. 61-32 is our final. South Holt falls to the Maryville JV Spoof Hounds. We're going to take a 2-minute break. We'll come back, recap the action here from our first game in Mound City. Once again, 61-32 is our final. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence. Proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City, Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dylan Henrys with you back here at Mound City High School. Our final score of our first ball game of the evening, the Maryville Junior Varsity Spoofhounds with the win over the Southold Knights. 61-32 was your final. Let's take a look at the individual scoring in the ball game. First of all, for the Spoofhounds of Maryville, they were led tonight by Kyler Sneed. Sneed finished the contest with 24 points. Lucas Ziegler was also in double figures. He ended up with 13 double figures for Jack Luke, as he had 10 in the contest. 8 points for Kyler Bierenthaler. He had 8 and 6 tonight for Cade Keeley. That adds up to 61. Free throw shooting. Maryville only shot 2 free throws all night and missed them both. So they were 0 for 2 from the charity stripe. Warrior Southold Knights. Nobody got into double figures. Tate Morris led the way. He had 9 points in the game. Right behind him was Cameron Biondo. Biondo finished with 8. Cameron Nolan with 6 in the contest. 4 for Tate Prusman. Jordan Pfeiffer had 3 and 2 points for Gavin Canterbury there near the end of the game for their total of 32. Free throw shooting for the Knights. They made 4 out of 10 tonight from the free throw line. 61-32, your final score. The Maryville Spoofhounds leading the Southold Knights. Up next will be the girls' third-place consolation game, the Mount City Lady Panthers, taking on the Golden Eagles of Bishop LeBond. That one will be tipping off here in about 15 minutes. So we're going to take a break now and send it back to Kurt Kilman at the Sunny 101.3 Studios. Kurt, we'll be back with our pregame show in about 8 minutes. So you've got it there for 8 minutes or so, my friend, and we'll be back with a look at the starting lineup coming up a little later right here on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.